Hey, what's up, COTM fam? It's your host, back at it again, Damir. Hey, man, it's been a while. You know, it's been a while since I've done a podcast EP. I know I got a lot of explaining to do, and I know that me having this almost year hiatus from being away from my platform, I lost my voice, you know, and what I mean by lost a voice is, you know, me being able to use this platform to express personal beliefs, knowledge that I've gained from other sources of the world, you know, from, you know, my Lord and Savior, you know, children of the Lord, very substantial people in my life, and also the experience within life is also a great teacher as well. And within my almost 1 year hiatus of, you know, my podcast, a lot's happened that I would get to, you know, hopefully within this episode today, but if not, definitely the next one. But I just wanted to say, before I got into everything, man, I just wanted to say I missed all of you guys. You know, life has its way of showing you things about yourself, all the different aspects of you, everything internal, the way you are, the way you act, the way you think, the way you react in certain situations. Outside sources being able to dictate your feelings and emotions within this life. I would say everything is a teacher in a way, and how you act out of said situations within life, that would definitely alter the way the outcome would be. So I'm definitely going to get into everything about, you know, me being gone and me being honest and transparent as I am. My consistency isn't what I set it out to be. And I know I'm human. I don't want to make that, you know, that excuse, but I do hold myself to trying to grow instead of move backward, you know. And I haven't been an example of growing and transitioning into getting into that space of showing myself that I can be consistent. And that's just me being very vulnerable with you guys, which I, you know, we'll get into later about, you know, everything that I've learned within this, you know, almost last year, you know. So I just want to say I miss you guys. And even for the fans and family, friends, whoever listens to this, you know, my main agenda was starting. This was very, very intentional based off value and substance. It wasn't something that I say again, and I know it's like a broken record when I say these things, but this is a platform where I wanted to make it an open space for people to listen in on a word or experience of mine, or if I had a guest on here, or just being here to listen to, how I would say this, very considerate, like information, and everything we do here is out of love, joy and peace, thoughtfulness, mindfulness, and just want to help, you know, the next brother or sister in within this world. You know, we all need each other. We all are here trying to make a living within this life, and trying to fulfill our purpose and find a fulfillment at the end of the day within this life, because time is time, you know. It's nothing around it. Time is time, and what you do with your time will result in what you will be and where you will be at, you know. So further ado, man, I would just get right to it, because I know that is something that I have to get out the way, but I just want to talk about vulnerability right now. I just want to talk about vulnerability, and the topic is about me. Over the last year, it's I've struggled with really being the definition of what I preach. And when I say that, you know, in life, you don't want to be a sayer, you want to be a doer. And sometimes, now I won't even say sometimes, majority of the time in my life, and not even just within this past year, but it really like hit me hard within this past year of me realizing and acknowledging the pattern that I've created within myself to create leeway to not make an excuse at myself or hold myself to the standard of wanting to do better. I was very complacent within my life of what I was doing and putting myself in a box and comparing myself to other individuals of where I am in my life and the age that I am in. And I know I talked about this, like, you know, in numerous of podcasts, EPs, but, you know, life is going to come with its own tribulations. And every day we may struggle with the same thing until we get it, and being able to take action and not let that stuff to reoccur again. But yeah, man, not just, you know, not just the comparison, but just lack of self and understanding what I need to be doing instead of what I am doing. You get what I'm saying? So with that, I just want to say, this past year, it showed me that I was in a space that I was putting myself in and being complacent and stagnant to doing the things that I feel as though God has set me out to do, and what my heart is attracted to, which I desire, is far more than what I was doing now, I would just say. And along my journey, I just realized that life is going to hit you in multiple ways, and it's also an enemy working every day, as so our Lord and Savior Christ is working. But when we let the everyday life and struggles, you know, deteriorate us in our faith and our mind, man, it's not impossible. Let me just say that it's not impossible to shake back, but you make it hard for yourself when you perceive all these things as to be true and you doubt yourself in this, your journey, because of that sad thing you're going through in that very moment. And that's unfair to you. You shouldn't do that to yourself, but I understand it's easier said than done, because we don't compare like different situations, or oh, your situation is worse than mine or vice versa. Like, nah, everybody can handle something within their own limit of what somebody else can handle. And with that being said, like, the word for me this past year has really been, it's been my glue. And what I mean by word, I mean my Bible, you know, God's word, his truth, his wisdom, his knowledge. Because whatever how you perceive life or the perception you have that makes you live more gracefully within this life is what's going to be your calling card and your key to having a great life in a way. And when I mean grace, not letting the little stuff affect you or letting it hold you in a space where you can't shake back, and not being enslaved by your mind thoughts, not being enslaved by the anxiety of what you are going through, or having the fear of you not being somewhere that you set yourself out to be. If that can be you not seeing results within a milestone that you had picked out, a goal, like whatever that is, whatever that said thing is, man, do never let your faith waver. Because trust me, man, that wormhole, it'll feel like it's just going to keep spiraling. And I'm just speaking from my experience from this past year, you know. And finally, like, now that you guys are hearing me, I'm doing better. I'm not going to say that I have everything figured out, but I am in a way better position that I am in with those imperfect things that I am continuing to work on. And that's the procrastination, you know, one of the seven deadly sins, you know. And you know, I struggled with that my whole life. Or in many ways, I know we've all done this before. Like, when you know something that's a necessity to you and you push it off to do something that isn't as important, like, I'm gonna just be honest, like, give you a clear example. Like, as a kid growing up, like a young teenager, my mother, like, always growing up, she always said, "Damir, you so quick to go hang out with a female. You're so quick to go hang out with a female. And I'm like, what you mean? Like, she said exactly what I mean. And I'm like, that's not true. And, you know, you never want to believe something that someone else is telling you about yourself, because what are we doing? We're coming out of that defensive mechanism, that protective personality trait, which is the ego. You know, we don't want to hear something that somebody got to say about us, because we believe that we know who we truthfully are. And sometimes we really don't. Sometimes we can be masking and someone else can really see our true color. So I say all that to say, you know, growing up as a young man, having desires in places elsewhere that I shouldn't, I was driven by things that wasn't in the righteous mind for me. You know, I wasn't into things that was making me build upon, you know, my spiritual growth, my mindfulness, my relationship within Christ. I was driven by flesh. I was driven by temptation. Excuse me, you guys, for burping. I'm so sorry. I really just did that on the mic. I am so sorry. Anyway, yeah, so I would just say, with that, what I just let off with being driven by temptation of flesh, the ego, as a kid, you know, and I know we all go through what we go through at certain times within our lives, but I always acknowledge this as well, and I don't want to get sidetracked, but you know how sometimes we, like, it's no coincidence what we go through and the lessons that we bring upon us, and that's been given to us to grow us, and these are tribulations, and I'll get back to the conversation about tribulations later, about a conversation I had with my big brother, D-Rock, but yeah, I'll say that at a later time within the EP, but yeah, man, me just saying that, a lot of things I struggle with, you know, I struggle with a lot, and I'm just now getting back to feeling like myself, you know, being a definition of what I preach, like I said before, not letting my faith get wavered to the extent that it was, and just believing in my Lord, and also just believing in me. And yeah, because you can't let the enemy win. If you let the enemy govern your mind and your thoughts, he would have you. You get what I'm saying? Like, and we not giving him any more territory, not myself, not nobody else. Like, nah, today's the day where you cast that, I was already calling him a word, you cast him out, you know what I'm saying? But yeah, man, I just wanted to give you guys a quick, talk about that, but I want to get right into it, man. I want to talk about faith, right? I want to talk about faith. And I know faith to many people is, you know, I've had the conversation before with, like, what's the difference between faith and believing, and how faith is something that you believe in that you can't see, and people that are believers have to see to believe, you know, and faith is seeing without, well, believing without seeing. And like, yo, when I tell you, man, like, the God is within us, God is within us, man, and, I just take for everything that I've learned within my life at the age of 24. And yeah, I just turned 24 July 3rd this past, this past Monday. But, you know, very grateful, very appreciative to still have this, you know, this breath. But yeah, man, I just realized that my faith is the driving force, is the foundation of my life. You know what I'm saying? And it never used to be like that. Certain situations that I used to handle when I was a kid, and not knowing the knowledge that I do now, obviously, but it really makes a difference when you have a life within Christ rather than when you're separated, because things are 10 times harder. And when I say these things, and also, like I said in my before EPs, like, there's no judgment, you know what I'm saying, of, you know, everything is love, everybody believes in what they believe in, you get what I'm saying, I can only speak upon what you know who I believe in, and who I lead after, you know. So yeah, man, God is love. I would say that. God is love. We're love. But yeah, I would just say faith, man. Don't ever like lose your faith, man. And I know days can be harder than other days, and you can have a numerous days in a row that's consistent with just bad things happening, and it's just work. Like it's work. Like trust me, it's work. And one thing that I do know that tribulations aren't. I was just talking to my brother D-Rock about, like, you know, tribulations and what's the real meaning behind it, and how tribulations are given to us for growth. And with a different perspective of tribulations, we'll look at it as hardship. Like, dang, like, why we gotta go through this? Like, my life doesn't need this right now. Like, I don't need this right now. I feel like every time I'm building that building block, someone just comes over and knocks it down. The enemy just knocks it down, and I can't. Every time it happens, I lose confidence and I lose my faith. And like, nah, man. God never gives us anything that we cannot handle, and he thinks that we can handle. You get what I'm saying? Like, everything within our life that was placed upon us before arrival until now, until the end of time, he's given us not to stunt our growth, but to build our development, if that's either mentally, spiritually. Like, listen, it's real. And I'm just coming along within this knowledge with having, you know, my brothers and sisters in Christ, and, you know, me furthering my own relationship within Christ and learning his word, you know. So I just want to say, man, faith, man, make faith your foundation, man. And I'm not saying that it's not going to be hard going through life, man, but listen, when that faith is solid, you going to be solid. That's real. That's really real, man. And I'm speaking from it. Like, you get what I'm saying? But yeah, also, I wanted to go back to what I was referring to as a kid, about not knowing things at the age that we do, because we're just living, not having no thought of, like, what we're doing. And when I mean that, like, give you an example, like, when our mom told us to not touch the stove because it's hot, but we like, hey, I'm gonna touch that. I want to see what this, why she say don't touch the stove. Burnt yourself, you know? But all jokes aside, though, what I meant by that was, like, I don't think if I was a kid and I would have had this type of knowledge about God and just about life and what it has shown me, I don't know what I would have done with that knowledge. I don't think I would have applied it. I think I would have acknowledged it and then, you know, put it in a recycle bin. You get what I'm saying? And it still amazes me being the age that I am, 24, that I see what knowledge is and I see the beauty in it with when you really apply and you understand it. You get what I'm saying? And I just always realize, like, dang, when I was a kid, like, now that I'm speaking from the present moment, I'm like, dang, I wish I would have had that, you know? But obviously, I know that I wouldn't been able to appreciate it or use it for my greater good. And I think that just shows a testament to life, a testimony, and me being able to reflect on how I was as a kid and just living, you know, just living and not having an outlook on what life really means to me and its values and the principles that will ultimately build who I am. So I would just say that your journey is your journey. Stay steadfast, stay even keel. Like I said, it's going to be good days and bad days. We rejoice even when it's good days and bad days, because at the end of the day, I know, you know, if you're still giving this breath, that is the very foundation, like, that is the base of life, your breath. If you get to wake up, listen, you're blessed, you're still here, that's grace, that's God's grace. He not done with you. And I know we hear this all the time, but, like, listen, if I gotta say it a trillion times, yo, that's grace. We have so much that is already in conjunction within us and a part of God, like, that we don't understand sometimes because we're looking at bigger things and not really just appreciating what's here and now. And that's the little things, that's the That's you having all ability to move your legs, fingers, eyes, eyebrows, you, like whatever accessible thing that we have. It's things like that, you know. Family, friends, you know. It's just so much learning that I've learned within this last year, and that's what this, you know, this EP is about, you know, wanting to catch up with you guys and things that share my vulnerability and express myself to a full degree of like where I was just a year and a half ago from me posting that last episode after my car accident till now. And I was disappointed within myself because something that I did, not just for the, you know, not just for me, but for everyone that may listen, you know, because I love helping people. Like, I'm a very empathetic person. You know, I'm not saying I have all the answers. I can never say that. I would never be that boastful. I would never do that. I'm, you know, I'm humble. But I just thought, you know, if I could help one person, you know, in whatever topic I talk about or anything I may say that may uplift someone's spirit, man, that's what it's for, you know, to help our brothers and sisters. And that's just something that fulfills me, you know, helping one another, generosity, like not looking for anything in return or an amount on something. No, just love, spreading love throughout this world. But yeah, man, vulnerability is the topic today. And also, like, listen, we gonna keep going with everything that is centering vulnerability and what things I have to express. And one of the other things too, oh yeah, before I get to my other part too, it was one thing that I did wanted to add too about tribulations. I have my scripture right here, and this is a scripture that is very dear to me that really just settles me. And and like I would say, man, even when you acknowledge it's about taking action and then seeing that reward from the action that you have taken, and I'll tell you that I haven't done that with the scripture that I'm about to read you guys. But without further ado, I'll continue after I read it. But the scripture is James chapter 1, 2-4. Dear brothers and sisters, when troubles of any kind come your way, consider it an opportunity for great joy. For you know that when your faith is tested, your endurance has a chance to grow. So let it grow. For when your endurance is fully developed, you will be perfect and complete, needing nothing. So that reading is everything to me, because like I just talked about tribulations of life and looking at it in a better light than what we assume it to be, and how realistic, because we're in the real world reality, like, oh, if something bad happens, how can I look at that as something good for my upbringing? And trust me, I understand how it sounds, but you really have to receive what the word is saying, you get what I'm saying? And tribulations equals growth. And when I say that I struggle with this, like, I acknowledge it. Like, if any situation that happens to me, I'll recite this scripture, and it'll stick for that moment, but I wouldn't be able to shake back out of the feeling or emotion I'm having from said thing that affected me. Like, it may have got me down. I may have gotten sad, angry, frustrated, you know, whatever emotion that you guys can think of, like, from any situation that could be a person or thing that happened. I wasn't able to shake back and let that scripture really redirect me in my emotion. And I had a strong feeling about that, because it wasn't something good that I was like, yo, like, I know this, like, I know this scripture, like, this is a scripture that's been helping me. But when you look at a situation and it's holding you to, when it's holding you caged in this present moment of what you're feeling, and that could be sorrow, whatever, like, you get what I'm saying? I was so frustrated that I couldn't shake back out of it. Like, I couldn't just reconfigure my mind and redirect. And that frustrated me because I'm like, yo, I know what the word said. I know what God said. But it was hard. And we do that all the time. And I, matter of fact, I won't even say, oh, I can't speak for everybody. But I know I was doing that all the time. And it really realized that, like, yo, I know what the truth is. I know his truth. I know his word. Apply it. I don't have to struggle with what I'm going, with whatever hits me. I don't have to struggle because of what I just said. Anything that, listen, I'll say it to you guys again. Consider things a great opportunity for your endurance to grow. Any troubles, any whatsoever. And I just think now that is something that I'm going to hold myself to. And I know, like I said, I know I'm not perfect. I know it's going to be things that's going to hit me hard. But at the same token, two things could be true. It may hit me hard, but that don't mean it has to hold me down. I shouldn't have to let it hold me down more than it already did when it first hit me. So with that, I just wanted to put that scripture on you guys. You know, hopefully made you feel better about anything you was going through at this present moment, or, you know, yesterday or a week ago. You know what I'm saying? Like, I hope that it really resided within you guys' spirit, you know? So, yeah, that's with that. So, I'm going to move on from that topic. And now, I want to go into the conversation of, you know, our joy, peace, and love within our life. And how we cannot let the enemy take that, you know? Like, and trust me, he's trying his damnedest to. Because, put it this way, if we wasn't doing things that we needed to do, like, if we was just out in this world running wild and causing disruption and all this, like, we're doing exactly what the enemy wants us to do. But here's the flip side to it. When you leading after that, that man, that God, the one, it's trouble. The enemy sees trouble. Oh, yeah, I can't mess with him like I can if he wasn't, you know, following after that king, you know? So, listen, we going to bear the fruit if we follow and apply the things and obey. And, you know, it's one of the greatest things I could have ever done within my life is see God and accept God within my life, truthfully. And it's different. Like, I always put it into a thing where I put my life into two different phases, my life before I pursue God and my life after pursuing God. And what I mean before pursuing God, I was, you know, born into a Christian family, and, you know, it's different when, like, okay, yeah, if my friends, you know, growing up, like, what are you? What did you believe? I'm a Christian. Sometimes they'll put me on the spot, like, what you know about God? What you know about this? What you know about that? I'm just like, I was born into a Christian family. But all jokes aside, though, it's like, it's different when you say, when you talking about it than being about it. You know what I'm saying? Like, until I actually furthered that relationship and wanted for myself, not just say, yeah, make it a sound good within a conversation, and really, like, understanding who he is and seeking that, like, listen, it's different. So yeah, like, joy, love, and peace, three of them are the fruits that that God gives, you know what I'm saying? And I said those specifically, all of them matter. I'm just, like, those is ones that really, like, that really just hit me to the core, because it's something that I hold dear to myself. Obviously, I hold dear to myself, self-control. What's the other ones? I don't have all of them on the top of my head right now. But, yeah. Joy, love, and peace. I feel as though that's me. Like, that's me. That's what I hold to myself, to wanting to put in the world and not have any bad vibes, negative energy, you know, because people can feel that things are energy, you know what I'm saying? And knowing the God that's within me, man, I have that energy within me. It's on me. I walk with it every day. And truthfully speaking, like, just wanting to, you know, be a branch on that tree, you know, and that's really what it is. Continue to stay rooted in within him. That's what I want to say. Just a little sidebar, man. Like, we not letting the enemy take our joy, peace, and love. Also control, even though I just said self-control, but yeah, control. But yeah, man. Everything else about, you know, when I was talking about my vulnerability, I also wanted to talk about fear, and how fear can really, minimize things, potential in your life, because you're letting the enemy create more playground within your mind. And one thing that I realized that, you know, fear in abbreviation, like, I've seen this, like, how they put it into four words within that one word. I realized that fear means false evidence appearing real. And I didn't come up with that. I'm not stealing. I didn't come up with that. I seen it somewhere, and it was something I had to write down. So don't nobody get on me. But yeah, false evidence appearing real. And when I say that, man, listen, I'm speaking from experience. When I tell you some things that prompts in my mind or affects me in a moment and it brings fear and anxiety to me, I'm like, yo, what the heck is going on? Like, put it this way. I know a lot of us maybe like scary movies, right? I can watch a scary movie and I will try to psych myself out and thinking like what I seen in a scary movie, a scary character, like, would be like in my hallway or something, like, and I'll freak myself out because I'm letting that fear brew. Like, I'm letting it brew. Like, oh, what if I seen that? Like, what would I do? Would I run? Would I stay? But yeah, I'm running. I'm running. I'm sorry. We not staying for that. But yeah, I just noticed that fear handcuffs you from being effective. And I know with the knowledge I just used, I just want to use it to give care of context of like what I be doing. Like, I be making things appear that aren't real. You know, like false evidence appearing real and things of that nature. Like, obviously it's not real. Like, and that's just how easy the mind can be manipulated by fear. And how much, when you feed that fear, it grows and grows. And it affects your life. And just like the line I just said, fear handcuffs you from being effective. Opinions about who you are and things that you may not do in your life promotes fear. The unknown of what may happen should not affect you within your journey. It shouldn't. And that also can promote fear. And it also promoted fear for me because I was a person who always try to think not in the present moment, but in the future of like, what would my life look like? Like, what will I be doing? And I don't have the answer, obviously, but I've tried to, you know, get it down to these different possibilities on why I was thinking like that. I want to be successful. I don't want to be someone that didn't show anything with his life, or make my family proud. And if I felt as though I wasn't meeting their needs, I felt like I was a failure, or becoming a failure because they made me want me to do something that entirely doesn't align with who I am, you know? And your journey is your journey, and I always say this, but don't be fearful of the unknown, because we have not just family and friends, but like I said, we have our Lord and Savior alone for the walk with us. And any time that I do find a little bit of fear that may prompt in my mind or something, man, I go for aid. I ask for, you know, strength, because it's real, you know. And like I said, it's something I'm continuing to grow to not have to deal with anymore. And that's fear. And I just know with so many things, fear can kill dreams. And I just don't want to be one of those people that held my back for so long for something I truly wanted to pursue because of the unknown outlook that it may have, you know, and not just really going through it and believing and having that faith, as I said, that foundation, and just going after it, chin up, chest out. So that's also what I wanted to say to you guys. And me saying all these things to you guys and about myself and what I've been through within the last year, like, I've really grown an alertness of, like, of everything that makes me who I am. And that's, you know, having an emotional intelligence of me, having the awareness, self-awareness, that rather to acknowledge what's going on with me, and also, and you know, awareness on others, and being able to not let this world corrupt my mind and manipulate me to thinking something otherwise of what I believe in or what I'm doing, you know, and being in my own lane and having tunnel vision and not, like I said before, like comparison and believing in someone else's dream for you, or maybe looking at that person because they have this and you don't. And like I said, everybody's journey is everybody's journey. I'm just very spiritually alert. You get what I'm saying? Like I have God to thank for that, you know, and just me doing my own due diligence to continue to build that within my nature, you know, to really be strong on that, and teaching myself every day to keep building those buildings blocks. I also noticed, like, growing up, and when we talking about feelings and, you know, emotional intelligence and all these things, like, I've learned over time that I can't be acting off an impulse. And I know that's hard sometimes because based on the situations at hand, but sometimes, and yes, I'm moving on to, you know, this conversation. I feel don't need to be had, but, like, feelings can trick you when you just base things off, like, not having the right knowledge and facts within what you feel, and you just going based off, like, perception. And it's like, for example, like, if you looking at some, like, look at a couple across the street, and matter of fact, I won't even say this. Like, you looking at, you know what, I'm not even going to use that example. That was, like, it's not going to align with what I was trying to say. But nah, look at this. Feelings can trick you. And what I mean by feelings can trick you, it can have you believe in something that isn't real, like, based off of what that feeling made you believe. And without you having the right criteria on what that said thing is. And when we do make impulsive decisions based on our feelings, we make major decisions based off the initial thing that happened at that time of whatever said thing is. And what I've come to learn is to just, instead of, like, being an impulse and then doing something I may regret or want to take back later down the line, I just have to observe myself within that moment rather than be impulsive. And I think that all of this is a lesson for us, because certain situations I know we can look at, like, dang, I should have never snapped like that, or dang, I wish I never said those things. Because one thing that we say is, oh, I'm sorry, like, I didn't mean it, I was angry. You get what I'm saying? We've all probably said that, raised our voice, and it don't have to be to the degree of, like, super disrespectful, but when someone's feeling get hurt, and we're on the other side of it because of whatever, how we handled that situation, like, we go to blame that because of what we got from that impulsive feeling. And I know, like I said, these aren't just things you could wake up and turn over a new leaf and not do it anymore. Because, like I said, everything that you do comes with work ethic. And when you work at it, obviously you'll see progression within those things. And like I said, everyday life is work. It's work to get to where you want to be, if that's mentally, spiritual, like, it's work. You know what I'm saying? And it's not something you should look at it as a hassle or you know, a tough hill to climb. Like, nah, man, like I said, that scripture, with everything, that tribulations, with everything, that is building blocks for your evolution and development of yourself. So when I say these things, man, it's just coming from me, because, like, I've seen myself go through the things that I've went through and seen how it has affected me. And I just want to, you know, lend my voice out to people that may have went through, not the exact same thing I went through, but having the same mental battles that I've had, and hopefully it helps somebody, you know? So with that being said, it's just like, we can't let our feelings be the driving force for us making the wrong decision within the very moment of something happened, and being able to acknowledge, you know, analyze, accept what happened, take accountability of what may happen, and so on and so forth. And that comes with observation. You get what I'm saying? And I know in some moments, like, observation isn't the first thing that comes to mind, because, like I said, feelings is already triggered. And in some ways, like, in life, it takes the wrong idea for something to be perceived as if you are being disrespected, or it's a difference from being disrespected and feeling disrespected. And, like, I know most cases may boil down to those very things and other things as well, you know. But yeah, man, it's so much stuff to learn within that, and being alert spiritually and understanding you, like, just being aware of you and knowing how some things may trigger you in certain ways. But it's not to say to not feel what you feel. No, that's not what I'm trying to say. It's okay. I'm not saying to throw your feelings away, but instead of making a very impulsive decision or something you may regret in the near future, feel what you feel, you know, have your discernment moment, being able to judge your feelings and also the situation at hand. And then observe, and then be able to come back with a clear mind and also express yourself. So I'm not saying forget your feelings. Like, listen, hey, if somebody did something to you or something happened that you wasn't pleased about, hey, feel that. Like, it's your feelings. Don't cut your feelings. No, don't cut your feelings off. No, feel that. But don't let an outside source paint you out to be something that you're not, an animal. And even with that, there's so many things that could come out of that. People may think that you're very emotional sensitive. Hey, man, listen, it ain't nothing wrong to be emotional sensitive when it's respect and loyalty at the end of the day, with knowing that as a person of your stature and whoever this is, you can apply and have a self-reflection moment as of right now. But when you apply those very things and know that principle over whatever happens, like, you know, you're going to know yourself better than anybody. You're going to know your intent better than anybody can ever do, other than God. You know what I'm saying? And obviously the people that you let in with giving access to those very things within yourself. So, yeah, I'm just going to say, yeah, that's all I wanted to say about, you know, our emotions and feelings. It's okay to feel. It's okay to feel them. But observe yourself first. You know what I'm saying? To don't even give people the leeway run to make you out to be something you not, you know, because if you said something or did an action that came out of impulsive nature. So yeah, like, listen, feel what you feel, absorb it, observe, and then dish out whatever you have to dish out in a meaningful manner. You get what I'm saying? Because don't ever let somebody minimize you or make you come out your character. You get what I'm saying? Because without that type of energy and reaction, anything and everything is dead. Without a reaction in the right energy, with sending that to a sender. You get what I'm saying? So, yeah, man. That's what I definitely wanted to talk about with you guys. And, yeah, that's basically, you know, everything that I want to talk about within, you know, this past year. You know, my vulnerability, my spiritual alertness of with how far I've come from, you know, the things I told you guys about, being aware of myself and others, the fear that I, you know, and still working on the things that was holding me back, me, that being myself, letting my mind be captivated, and be controlled, not by me, but by outside sources and things that isn't holy. And yeah, man, just wanted to be, you know, vulnerable with you guys and tell you guys of my absence with, you know, not speaking, you know, to you guys for so long, because I missed you guys and I missed doing this, because it was like, this was kind of my sanctuary, like, you know, being able to speak, you know, and help someone, you know, out there, or, you know, be a beacon of hope, or be a beacon to someone to say, keep going, because Mir was going through these very sad things, and he persevered, and he's still persevering. It's not like I'm done with my job. No, it's an everyday process, you know what I'm saying? So, yeah, I just wanted to talk to you guys about that and let you guys know that God is with us always and forever. He will never leave you stranded. Never. No matter if you make mistakes, like, he's there. He's there to pick you up and show you how to correct those mistakes. And that's just with coming within the alignment and really following suit. So, yeah, COTM fam, like, I just want to say, you know, I love you guys. You know, I made promises back. Like, I made promises back then to you guys about my consistency. And, like, yeah, like, I'm going to be up on this every week. And, you know, I really thought that. But now I can truthfully say being accountable and being real with myself, you know, and knowing what I can do with the time that I have in managing. And that's also something that I'm going to talk to you guys at a later date about. God gives us things that he know we can manage. And within doing so, when he knows that we can manage what we have, that's when we get accumulation of other things from his grace. But that'll be another conversation for the next pod. But yeah, man, management is something that I'm keen in on as we speak with knowing what I have for my life now and what is great for me now, you know, not getting big-headed on, oh, I don't have enough for this or that. Like, what I have now is exactly what God wants me to have, because I still need growing to do, because if I had everything that I've set myself out to have, I wouldn't know how to appreciate it or manage it in a way that would be suitable for me in the near future. Because what's good to get something when you're going to lose it faster than you got it? So, and that's just with anything, finances, love, whatever. Like, so that's for another conversation at a later date. But yeah, man, this was this week episode to Center in the Mind, and I'm telling you guys now, like, it's no coincidence for why I'm here now. And you know, the time, I know I have a lot of time to make up for this past year, but everything happens in great timing. And I think me doing this tonight is something that was destined to happen because of everything that's transpired within my life within the past year. And I just thought it was time. And, you know, I've, you know, had my, you know, my talk with God and asked him for his guidance along this process of me really coming back. Cause I'm not gonna lie to you, I was very nervous to, you know, hop back on the airway and, you know, just talk, you know. And like, once I turned the mic on, I felt like I was home again and with my family, you know what I'm saying, like all the viewers. And I appreciate all the love, the support, and even people that still tunes in when they can, you know. Yeah, man, this podcast is not just for me, it's for everyone, you know. A collective, it's a family. So I just wanted to say that I appreciate you guys again. I will always communicate my feelings and how you guys have always been there for me, and seeing you guys just tune in, you know. So yeah, man, we'll be back at it again next week with another episode of Center of the Mind. I'm out. Yours truly.